Thunder Bay. The Assembly of First Nations says First Nations voters in two northwestern Ontario ridings have the potential to play the role of kingmaker in Monday's federal election. The AFN analyzed population data from Statistics Canada and Election Canada's voting results from the 2019 election. It then compiled a list of 24 ridings across the country where First Nations voters have the greatest potential to decide the outcome of the election, should they exercise their right to vote. https://www.afn.ca/wp-content/upload/2021/08/21-08-25-first-nations-voters-can-decide-the-election-in-2021-n-1.pdf The Kenora riding and Thunder Bay Rainy River are both on the list. In Kenora, the margin of victory for Conservative Eric Melillo in 2019 was 4.0%, and First Nations people constituted 33% of the eligible electorate. In Thunder Bay Rainy River, the margin of victory for Liberal Marcus Pawlowski was 6.0%, and First Nation electors made up 10% of eligible voters. First Nations people constituted 9.9% of the eligible electorate in Thunder Bay Superior North, where Liberal Patty Haidu won by a margin of 17%. According to Statistics Canada, in the 2019 general election, voter turnout for registered electors living on reserves was only 52%, compared with about 62% in 2015. A spokesperson for the AFN said Wednesday that it does not track the overall First Nations voter turnout in federal elections. In a posted statement last month, the AFN said, "All parties should consider the role that First Nations issued and electors play in the potential role of kingmaker in next week's election." The 25 seats that it has highlighted were held by 10 Liberals, 8 New Democrats, 5 Conservatives, and 1 member of the BQ prior to the dissolution of Parliament. National polls currently point to the strong likelihood of another minority government as a result of the September 20 election.